Spotify, Google,
Podvine,
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker, and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by
Hey, Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters.
For Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please give to support
future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show. Social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media. You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week. The final countdown. Family, as of today, there are 4 episodes left. It's been a great honor, privilege, and blessing to have been on this journey with you. And so as we prepare for the final countdown, I want to share with you some things that are actually taking place that speak to why the podcast is coming to an end. First and foremost, as you heard before, Anchor disappeared, turned into Spotify for Podcasters, and now Spotify for Podcasters is disappearing and Riverside is taking over. And seeing as I did not have time to get hip to Riverside, I chose to say goodbye. But there's some other things going on. And the first and foremost primary thing that's happening beyond the podcast change is work. I've got two jobs now that I'll be working throughout the summertime and the school year to come. Well, one job working the summertime and the other job working the school year to come with the other job. So basically, one job for the summertime that can go into later in the year, and the second job for the main job, which is being in the school system. The other thing that's going to be taking up most of my time is preparing for my apartment in 2025. Finding somewhere to live. So, with that being the case, I am stepping away from the podcast for those two reasons. The third reason is the second most important reason beyond work and beyond working two jobs, and that is Covenant Church. So for the last 6 months, I have been a member of Living Hope Church, but in early 2024, it was announced that we are leaving the area that we've lived in and moving a little bit further up the road. And let me tell you, this building is beautiful. We have everything we need in this building. And a week from now, we will be in that building, first Sunday as a church community. And I am thrilled. Last day of Living Hope Church was yesterday, and to commemorate no longer having to ever pick up that heavy black podium again, I took some pictures in front of the church behind that podium with the earpiece connected to me. That was my first time ever wearing that thin of an earpiece. I've worn the big black one before, back at my old church 2 years ago, but I had never worn the little thin lavalier microphone earpiece that you see in TED Talks. I had never worn that little small microphone, but that small microphone packs a punch. So I took some pictures in front of the podium with the earpiece on, signifying moving forward, looking forward into the future. But also, I wanted to try it on because I'll be wearing that when I preach again later this year. I'm excited to be a part of this new journey for the church and to be able to preach to the youth again later this year. But the difference is there will be way more young people involved. So I will more than likely be talking to 50 plus youth at some point later this year, which could also lead to becoming a guest speaker for not just my church, but other places as well. And that's where I want my motivational speaking journey to go next. So that's mostly where things are going with regards to Covenant Church and myself. But there's a second part to Covenant Church and that story, which is going to take up the majority of my work-life balance outside of being in the kitchen and being in the healing facility. And I'll share that after the commercial break. Covenant Church being a part of the same building means that, the Living Hope Church community that used to exist, now Covenant Church, we are basically going to be in the same building together. So Covenant Church right now probably stands at about 300 members. Probably. With the combination of formerly known as Living Hope Church, that number goes up to at least 500 to 600 people in person. And then as far as the online campus goes, that number will basically hit probably 700. It just depends on, of course, the data, but you get my point. I've driven there. I've been there. It is a long drive, but it is worth it, and it is a beautiful location. There's a church app that we have, which tells us everything that we need to know. And I've already found two events that are taking place that's going to be absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, I'm only going to be able to go to one of those events. I will not be able to go to the men's lunch on Thursday the 16th because I will be in D.C. working. But the mere fact that the church has multiple things taking place at once, for example, we will have ministry team nights every month. The fellas will have the video game night thing every month at the church, just like we did before, but it will be at the new Covenant building. We will have more bonfire opportunities throughout the summertime, and we will have Sunday fun days, and we will have opportunities to open up that awesome sauce food truck. So there's going to be way more church activities during the week and during the weekend as we go throughout the summertime and even going into the next school year starting in August. And also group life, where we will get together for our weekly Bible studies. Whereas most churches have their Bible study on Wednesday, we will have our Bible studies probably on Thursdays, probably. But that will also be a thing every single month. So I will pretty much be driving in and out of my new church location a lot. But thank goodness that there is a gas station 5 minutes away from church where I can fill up and not have to worry about
running out of gas, coming up there and coming back. But yeah, the recording time for getting together with guests and all that is literally going to be, you know, next to nothing. So, yeah. Excuse me, allergies. More reasons for having to shut the show down actually don't have to do with Covenant Church, but also has to do with work-life balance. Now, Covenant Church is where I'll be spending the majority of my work-life balance, but I will be hanging out with my best friend here in the area this summer as she's going to be moving into her own place, and we will be hanging out there together often, every now and then. So in between family trips, we will go there, or I'll be going to her spot and spending time with her, and we'll be spending a little bit less time eating out to save money, but also just relishing in the fact that she has her own place with just her and her husband. No more roommates, no more other people around. And so that will help me get a feel for my own place moving forward in 2025 and what I want to see happen in terms of getting approved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is another reason why the show is ending, which also comes back to time, and that is my significant other. I've got a significant other, and we will be spending a lot of time together this summer and into the fall, working to grow our bond towards something that can be taken to the next level through engagement, marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And so that is also why the show is coming to an end, just in terms of me and life tips. So, taking that into consideration, as well as the amount of every other month family trips, now you get why the show has to end, so that I can go in the next destination that God has for me. So this is the beginning of the final countdown, but there is a closing message that I have for you in regards to the ending of something and the beginning of something else. And I will be sharing that with you in just a few minutes.